Wisdom knows what? What makes it work. And she, wisdom, can show you how to use the knowledge you have gained from God's word correctly and give you insight into the thing you do not understand with your natural mind. And I believe this is why the Holy Spirit gave Paul this prayer. And that's going to make a comment on this. The Holy Spirit, through Apostle Paul, said to us, or said for us to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. This is found in Ephesians 1:17. You see, wisdom knows all about what he knows. Wisdom know about all what he knows. In other words, if God know it, wisdom know how to hear God and say it. And is ready to reveal to us when we seek him with all of our heart. Colossians 1, 9, and 10. This is, and let me have that with the Amplified, if you can get it up. Colossians 1, 9, and 10. Are y'all listening so far? Amen. For this reason, this is the ninth verse. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you. Notice Paul. Notice he's writing to the Colossian church. And he said, we have not what ceased to pray and make what special requests for you. Have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you. Asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge. Full, deep, and what? Clear knowledge of his will. Of who will? His will in what? All spiritual wisdom in comprehended insight into the ways, not just one way, into the ways and purpose of God. Notice ways and purpose are plural. Ways and what? Purpose of God. And in understanding and discernment, a spiritual thing, understanding and discernment, a spiritual thing. No, you understand. I understand natural thing. If you mention something about like bricks, wood, or a roof, you know, that's a tape measure. A roof, and you say, well, can you bring it down to a 32 second? I know what you're talking about. I understand it. I know some people, they measure into eighths and quarters. But if you do and finish work, you want to get down to a 64. That means if it's any different, you would never see it with your eye. But my point is, when you mention that, I don't have no problem. I understand that. Because I have knowledge in that area. Well, the reason most saints don't flow, move with God, they don't understand spiritual things. They're more natural. They live in their mind. They're more familiar and conscious of this natural world around them. That's what they put the time in. That's what they think about. That's what they get involved in. And so, and you begin to mention spiritual thing, it's like a foreign object. It's fun, it's Greek, to them. You know, you if you put a Greek, put that scripture on that screen in Greek, you know what it'll be? Be Greek. I mean, I don't know what it is. But listen to the prayer, because I don't want to lose you, that we may have understanding and discernments of what? Spiritual thing. That for what? Listen now. Listen to the next verse. That you may do what? Walk and what else? Live and conduct yourself. You might wonder why you see some Christian, how they conduct themselves. You say, how can they do that? They don't have no understanding of spiritual thing. That's why they say things, do things like they do, and because they have no understanding, revelation of spiritual thing. Okay? All right, let me go on. Live and conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, and what? Desiring to please him in something you do. Oh, all things? You mean I can't just, I should desire to please him in all things, not something? Whew. Whoa. Bearing fruit in every good work and growing sometime and increasing every now and then. Oh, my Bible. Let me check and see if I got you. So it says what? Bearing fruit and doing what? And in every good work, steadily growing and what? Increasing in and by. Did you hear that? By the knowledge of God. Not what's going on CNN. But you steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God. Listen to the next statement. With what? Fuller. That means I got some knowledge of God, but I can get a fuller. I can get a deeper. I can get a clearer insight and be more acquainted. Woo. And recognition. And I recognize spiritual thing. I recognize what God is saying. I recognize this is God. I don't need a goosebump to recognize. I got a revelation in my spirit. Welcome, goosebump, if you want to come. Hello. Hello. Hallelujah.